Bleak Expectations by Mark Evans. Chapter the Second, An Adolescence Utterly Trashed.
Damnation!
Father, what is the matter?
Lily, my dear, I am vexed, peeved, irritated, and thrumdiddled, which is a new word I've just invented, meaning roughly the same as vexed, peeved, and irritated, but differing just enough to be worth using. It is that wretched journalist. Enter! Mr. Sarquil, you are late.
I apologize. My tardiness is because I attempted to come by horseless carriage.
One of those confounded new steam-powered devices?
That was my intention, sir. But indeed, this particular horseless carriage turned out literally to be a carriage without horses. It was 20 minutes before I realized.
Imbecile. If your idiocy spreads to all aspects of your work, I'm amazed that your account of my life in the Times has any readers at all.
Oh, but it has been enormously popular. The article has been read by nearly 12,000 people.
Is that all?
Well, that is half the population who can actually read. It is a sensation.
Well, of course it is. I am a fascinating man who has led a fascinating life. And who wears fascinating underwear.
Fascinating underwear?
Made out of squirrels.
That is fascinating.
Enough about my rodent pants. Shall we continue?
Of course, Sir Philip. Allow me to find my pen. It is somewhere in my bag.
Is it a Gladstone bag?
No, this is the much more exclusive Disraeli bag. It has many, many more pockets. As the great man once said, when it comes to pockets, lay them on with a trowel. Now, is my pen in this one? No. Is it in this one? No. This surely is the pocket.
Oh.
Turns out, no.
Oh.
Possibly in here. Oh. Aha! Here is a pen, but not the one I'm looking for.
Oh.
This pocket surely contains my prize. Or indeed, it just contains some string and a conker.
I will take your bag and put it somewhere where the sun does not shine. Lily, take this bag and put it on a coach to Scotland.
Phew.
Bags should be like women. Simple and with one lockable opening. Now, as you know, my father had died, my mother had gone insane, and I, Pip Bin, have been sent to the most terrifying school in Britain, St. Bastards. Lily, do not play the organ in a thunderstorm while I'm talking.
Sorry, Father.
Anyway, my story continues. Now, I had met the boy who had instantly become my best friend, Harry Biscuit. But the very next day, he was to turn 18, when, in keeping with school tradition, he was to be killed. Escape was vital.
So, Harry, got any plans?
Indeed I have, Pip-Bin. I have three plans.
Three? But that's brilliant. Let's hear them.
My first plan is for a new mode of transportation based on highly trained geese and compressed air.
Right.
My second is for trousers you wear back to front and this is the really clever bit, upside down. And my third plan is for an eating house where you dine on raw fish brought to your table by some sort of continuously moving system of belts.
I see. And how will those help us escape?
Well, I reckon any of them can make us enough money to bribe our way out of here with ease.
We're going to die.
Ah, well, that's where my fourth plan comes in, an anti-dying device.
Harry was good, honest, loyal, and in a crisis, a complete moron. To make matters worse, I was as hungry as I'd ever been. Meals at St. Bastard's were only served every 3 months, and we had last eaten 11 weeks before. And although meals had been cancelled, meal times had not. Three times a day we had to sit and mime eating breakfast, lunch and dinner under the watchful eye of the tyrannical headmaster, Mr. Heartthrasher.
New boy, I don't believe for one instant that you're eating a chop. You must be beaten. Come here and bend over.